The worst U.S. fire in a quarter century continues to reverberate through the smallest state. The latest count from the Providence Journal has 97 dead. They found another person yesterday, 74 hospitalized, 43 of whom are critical, and they've identified 42 people. That number will be going up radically all day. After the first 15, all had to be identified by dental records, state police being sent out to requisition those. The speed of the fire continues to amaze even its victims.
It was so instantaneous, you have no idea. The pyrotechnics started, and within seconds, it was wall, ceiling.
But you know when that stuff was sound, like having a studio? It's like foam.
The next thing you know, the wall was on fire.
The ceiling was actually, it was a drop ceiling like this, but painted black, with glitter on it, and it was black lights.
Then came the panic and the wild struggle for life.
Almost stampeded. Luckily, we didn't fall, but we could stampede going out.
I literally got pushed down the stairs and trampled, and I got picked up and pulled up.
5 seconds after I went out, he came out, and at that point, that's when all the flames and the smoke started really piling out the door.
As they opened the door, the smoke literally billowed, and within 5 seconds, the lights went out.
He said he was pulled through a window, and he had a gash in his leg from being dragged across the glass.
There was this tremendous amount of smoke coming very rapidly across the ceiling.
The east side of the bar, we'll say, and we were 5 steps from the door, and we still got tumbled.
The people were pushing so hard, I didn't feel like I had much control of where I was going. When I looked back, and I saw people jumping out of windows.
5 minutes, the whole thing was burning.
Not even 2 minutes.
The band says the management of the bar gave them permission to use the fireworks. The management says they didn't. And so do two other bars that band had played in before. Incredibly, this bar is owned by a TV reporter from the same station that the cameraman inside is from, and that reporter was there to film a story on how safe his bar was.
We will somehow live with this grief, like so many other people, for the rest of our lives. No permission was ever requested by the band or any of its agents to use pyrotechnics at the station.
But in fact, another band had previously used fireworks in that club.
It wasn't obvious that it was fireworks.
I knew they were going to do that. I would have been afraid. But I didn't know. I would never expect that.
I don't know if you can hold the band responsible.
When the sparkler stuff went off, that was hitting people and it wasn't bothering them, right?
No. It had to have been hitting the
band members.
Yeah, band members. Yeah, fine. It's just when it hit whatever was on the wall.
What was on the wall was foam rubber sheeting pressed into the shape of egg cartons. Not only was it not fire retardant, it burned like it was soaked in gasoline. Another problem was the lack of any instructions for people trying to escape this savage blaze.
Did anybody ever at any point yell, get down, down in front of the air?
The security guard rushed by me right as the fire started. He ran by me and all he said was, excuse me. He didn't say, everyone out, nothing. There was a police officer there that was holding the door while people were actually in the front.
There was a police officer in it.
There was two police officers.
Some of the staff made heroic rescues, and at least four of them died. But if some of the crowd could have been directed to the other two open exits, more would have been saved. Yesterday, relatives were taken on a private visit to the site ruins, now covered with flowers. But as if nature is piling on, too, for the last 2 days, it's been pouring in Rhode Island. In West Warwick, Rhode Island, for BBC News, this is Michael Hammerschlag reporting.